This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agon Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. We're continuing in our series of Shirim on Tefillah. The Shirim on Tefillah are sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles and family, Lezecher Nishmas Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shenav Aliyah, B'Yomel Tzyoshar, for his whole family, Ad B'yas Goel Tzedek. The learning of Chodesh Shvad is sponsored by the Israeli family, Lila Nishmas, Meir Ben David, B'Gan Eden Tei Menuchasai. We're now continuing in the Bracha of Yoitzer Ar. And we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoitzer Misharsim Va'asher Misharsav. So, who are these Misharsim? I could use a couple. And who are the Misharsav? So Rav Schwab in the Iyun Tefillah says that the Misharsim are the Kruvim, the Srafim, the Oifanim, the Chayis HaKodesh. And there are certain Malachim that Hashem creates daily, like Chazal say in Chagiga, on the Pasuk, Chadoshim Labakarim. Every single day Hashem creates groups of Malachim. From where? From the river of Dinar. And they say a new Shira, and they are then Misbatel. Then besides these daily malachim, there are malachim and sarei mala that exist forever. For example, Michael, Gavriel. That's what it means, yoitzer misharsim, that are mischadish every day. So yoitzer misharsim are the daily malachim, and va'asher misharsav, those are the regular malachim. Kulam oimdim b'romaylam. Okay, so that's good to know. Yoitzer misharsim. These are the misharsim that Hashem creates, the daily creation of malachim, like it says in Chagiga Yedalet. Va'asher misharsav are the steady, established misharsav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of them are oimdim b'romaylam. Reb Schwab says there might be another reason why we say Yoitzer Misharsim Asher Misharsav. We say Nikadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. We want to sanctify your name in this world. How? Kishem Shemakdishim Oisai B'Shmei Marayim. That means we yearn to be like Malachim and to stand Kiviyachal by the Kisei HaKavod. And that's why the Rama Paskins in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, that when you say Kedusha, you see, I think most people do half of this. Most people lift up their toes. You know, they propel themselves higher. But actually, the halacha states that one is supposed to lift up their eyes and lift up their body. The source is from the Medrash on the Pasuk, Srafim oimdim mima'al loy uvishtayim ya'oifeif. Therefore, just like the malachim, so to speak, give a little jump when they praise Hashem, so too do we. That means we are magbia, our guf, when we're mekadesh Hashem, like the malachi hashareis, when they're mekadesh Hashem b'shmei marayim. Why? We want to be on the madrega, the malachi alyain. And now Hashem fulfills the ratzon of those who fear Him. And that is why when we leave this world and we go to Olam Haba, Hashem gives the soul of the Jew the kayach to mamish be near Him. So the malachi mala, together with the neshamis of the tzaddikim, who were righteous in this world, they are yishaleishu to be mekadesh Hashem be'im ovira. That's what it means, boirei kedoshim. So we say Yoitzer Misharsim, Va'asher Misharsav, Kulam Oim Dimburum Oilam, Umashmiya Biura Yachad Bakal Dira Lakim Chayim Umelachoilam. We say Tizbarach Tizbarach Tzurein Makin Wilin Boire Kedoshim, you who created the holy angels. But we say, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo Ad Malkeinu, the Klal Yisrael in this world, the proof is because the Yoitzer Misharsim up on high and the Misharsim down below, which are the Neshamas of the Tzadikim, Kulam Aim Dimbaro Mailam, by the Kitzei HaKavod. Umashmiim Biira Yachad. So Yachad, there are two Pshatim. Either it's going on the daily Malachim and the steady Malachim, or it's going on the Malachim together with the souls of the Tzadikim. Yachad Bekoil. Divrei Elohim Chaim Umel Chaylam. Now, it's very interesting. You know how many times we say in this segment, Yachad, Kulam, we say, Tisbarat Tzvina Malkin Melina, Baruch Kedoshim, Yishtam Ezim Chalan Malkin, Yorid Tzem Rishosim, Va'ashem Rishosav, Kulam, Oimdim, Berum Aylam, Umashim Bira, Yachad, Divrei Elohim Chaim Umel Chaylam, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Gibarim, V'chulam Oisim Be'ema V'yira Ritzon Kainam, V'chulam Poitzchim Espihem, B'kdushav Tara, B'shiro V'zimra, U'mevarchim U'mshavchim Farim U'maritim Agishom. We say Kulam 8 times. That's a lot of Kulams. Kulam. Eight times is a lot of Kulams. The Reb Schwab says, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam includes the Balei Bechira, which are the Tzadikim, who conquered the Yetzirah during their lifetime. It includes Balei Teshuvah, that they repented, they don't have any sin. And it includes the Malachim, that never sinned ever. And together we all praise Hashem. Kulam Ahuvim, they're all beloved. Kulam Berurim, they're clear from sin. Kulam Giboyrim, with the strength Hashem gave them. The Chulam, all of them, whether the angels or the souls of Tzadikim, Oisim Be'ema Uv'yira Ritzan Kainam. The Chulam Poischem Espihem. B'Kedusha, with holiness, U'V'Tahara, with purity, B'Shir, with song, U'V'Zimra, with melody, U'Mevarchim Hashem Farim, U'Ma'aritzim. Now what does the word Ma'aritzim mean? Maritzin is a lashon of aritz, strength. They give shevach, recognizing the strength and the power of God. Umamlichim Hashem Hoel. Hamelach Hagadol Akiru Kadoshu. You're not supposed to pause between umamlichim and Hashem. It's all one hemshach. Now, the Chazonim say Umam Lichim Eshem Oel, but we stop by Umam Lichim. The Chassam Sofer in his Hagos and Shechunach, I believe he says the reason why maybe we can pause is because if you put the word Umam Lichim S together, it sounds like mess. Now Reb Schwab points out that there are 10 expressions here. B'kedusha, uv'tahara, b'shira, uv'zimra, u'mevarchim, u'shavchim, farim, u'maritzim, u'makishim, u'mam lichim. However, Rav Schwab does not explain why we have these 10 expressions. Says Hagoyin, Rav Avigdor Miller, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. And this is very important. Why do we keep on invoking the angels in this bracha? The answer is because the angels are of almost perfect intellect. And even so, they are so overwhelmed and taken and moved and inspired by the sheer power of the sun. Because as we mentioned, the amount of energy that is emitted by the sun in 1 second is more energy than that was ever produced in the entire world from 5,783 years ago until now. And yet, even though this energy leaves the sun, there's so much energy in the sun, it makes no difference. It's negligible to the power that the sun has. So the malachim are going out of their kalim. They're so excited about this, the power of Hashem that the sun tells us about. But now we're saying, not only do we thank you, Hashem, for making these angels, who they teach us how to praise Him. In other words, we go to shul. And No! You have to know the angels are screaming on the top of their lungs in sheer excitement. Even though their intellect is light years beyond ours, they still can't even begin to fathom the power of Hashem. But more than that, you know what else? We thank you, Hashem, that you created them, Birum Olam, in the height and the pinnacle and the summit of the world. And that is, we thank you, Hashem, that we see, obviously through the vision of the Nevi'im, that even these beings who live, who exist in the heights of the world, and whose perfection and intellect are superior vastly to ours, they are rapturously agitated to the highest degree of the greatness of the Creator, and forever continue to contemplate His splendor and to sing to Him. What does it mean, the height of the world? Height of the world means their superior intelligence, that they can understand Hashem more than any other creature. And it's to say that if these perfect beings are so agitated by the greatness of Hashem, and yet they are so great themselves, then how much should we become excited? Today it's such a beautiful day outside. You need to go outside and jump up in sheer excitement how the sun tells us and teaches us how powerful Hashem is. Because if the members of the palace are overawed at seeing the king, so imagine when we see the king. Now, it says, "Umashmiim biyira yachad koil divrei lekim chayim." So not only do they say it, but they make it heard. Because the purpose of their song is that people should hear them. And they do it with fear. And this is very important, because even though they live in the height of the world, so they're so close to Hashem, so maybe they're already familiar, maybe there's a certain familiarity they have to it, so it sort of puts a damper in their acute excitement. No, even though they're in the summit of the world, they still have, because of that, they have greater understanding and greater fear. And they have so much awe that they don't allow one of them to scream out more than the other. But they're in such awe that they do it in a proper procedure. Biyachad. Divrei Elohim Chayim Umelech Olam. The matters of the living God. So He's God, He's the source of all power. What does it mean He's living? What do you mean God is living? As opposed to what? Living means that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam does, He does out of free choice. He's not bound by any laws. Not by nature, not by anything. Everything that happens is because God is living. He chooses to do it. And Melech means with counsel, with wisdom. They all open their mouths. What does that mean, they open their mouths? How are they going to do it with closed mouths? Open their mouths mean they don't open their mouth before consulting their minds to see if they're able to speak with holiness and purity. The need to say they open their mouths is a reference to, it's a conscious decision that they're making to open their mouths. It also connotes they desire to open their mouths. It's not just like lip service. It is an eagerness to open their mouth, and they speak abundantly. Umivarchim, umishabichim, umifarim, umaaritzim, umakdishim, umamlichim. Bless means humility. Barech. From the knee, humility. Humility comes from gratitude. Shevach means to praise, improve, to elaborate on the attributes of the one you're praising. Per, glorify, means to speak about their beauty. Ma'aritzim, aggrandize, to proclaim the power of the oiz. Reb Schwab said ma'aritzim also is the recognition of his power. Mamlichen is to proclaim his kingship. Rabbi Say, so the reason why it's so fundamental to relate that the angels praise Hashem is we're learning how to focus on God's power, to become excited over God's power, to become agitated. It should move us. And the angels see it every day, but in no way does it become familiar to them. No, it's with constant excitement, with constant recognition. And because they have such awe, they do it with the proper procedure and protocol. Okay, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for joining us today. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov, kol tov. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.